Okay, one of the questions on the sheet that you submitted asked about making brachos on dessert. You make a bracha on dessert at the end of a meal. So, like many of the questions that you asked, they're entire sugyos, but again, we'll try to give the basic rules. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. So yeah, you may have been expecting a yes or no answer to this one, but it's a fairly complicated answer, actually. Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Kuf Ayin Zayin. Dvarim Habayim B'socha Su'uda, that things that come during the meal, if there are things that come because of the su'uda, meaning things that are part of the meal, that's normal to eat as a meal, like meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, cheese, those types of things, oatmeal, right, all these things, afilu ochlam below pas, ain't to unim brach lefnehem, dibirchsa motzi potartan. If you wash at the beginning of the meal, whether you eat these things together with the bread, or you eat them after you finish eating bread, you don't need to make a bracha. So at your Shabbos meal, when you wash, you don't need to make a bracha on the meat, because the meat is considered a staple of the meal, a main part of the meal, and therefore it's not going to require its own bracha. However, Shulchan Aruch says, Imim dvarim abayim shalom machmas hasu'uda. What if it's things that come not machmas hasu'uda? Tahainu, she'in derech likvo asu'da aleihem lelavis b'mesapas. Things that you don't normally have as meal-type foods, kigon, te'enim va'anavim v'chol mine peros. Like fruit. So then he says, Im ochelo sam below pas, if you're eating them not on bread, you're eating them separate from the bread, tunim bracha lefneim, you need to make a new bracha on those items. So it's pretty clear about fruit, that if you can have fruit for dessert, there's no shaila that you need to make a bracha on the fruit, because that's not something that's b'mach masuda. Fruit is something that's the example the Shulchan Aruch gives as things that don't come mach masuda. So if you have a fruit platter at dessert, then that's the easy case, right? That's the case where it's a davar pashut that you do have to make a new bracha. It does not get included in the bracha that you make on the bread. The Mishnah Brura discusses what about cooked fruit. So the Mishnah Brura says cooked fruit is also included. That even if what you ate was cooked fruit, I think the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Dalid, kol davar shaboli rak likinuach v'lo laspia, you would make a separate bracha on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he says tzimis. Yeah, that's what he says. Deich de mevashel aperos and basrim shumun udvash, rosami and tafshil. Let's say you cook fruit with something else and you make a tafshil, nir shakal ikarin hein ban le mazon l'sud v'lo likinuach v'alma. So then you have to figure it out. If it's something that comes le mazon, that comes as part of a suda to satiate you, once it's cooked and it's cooked with other things, so if it's there to satiate you, then it would be pater with the bread. If it's not there to satiate you, it wouldn't be pater with the bread. It would need its own bracha. There is a rumor that was going around, apparently in very high places, that the Chafetz Chaim changed his mind about cooked fruit. And that even though he writes in the Mishnah Berurah one way, that the Chafetz Chaim later on had said that there's Edus Ne'amana, the Rav Shturmach quotes, an Edus Ne'amana that he heard, Shebizikhnuso Chazarbo, that the Chafetz Chaim changed his mind, Uba'atma lo birech al kampot. And when it came to to fruit at the end of a meal, he would like a fruit salad or something, kampot, he wouldn't, he himself would not make a bracha on it. He says, Beferish Mishnah Berurah, you do have to make a bracha on it. But this Rosh Shumra quotes this, Edus Ne'amana, the Chafetz Chaim would not make a bracha on it. So needless to say, there are a lot of people that question the Edus Ne'amana. Where is this Edus? Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Balzman was saying yesterday, Mishnah Berurah was published, two volumes of the Mishnah Berurah were published in America by Rav Mendel Zaks, by the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law. So the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law could have taken it out if the Chafetz Chaim changed his mind, right? And that, and it quotes over here that in the name of Mendel Zaks, that it was passed down to someone else in the name of Mendel Zaks, and the Chafetz Chaim changed his mind. Lemaisa, did he change his mind? Did he not change his mind? I don't know. But what's the halacha? Meaning, whether he changed his mind or not, you know, we have to ask the poskim of our time what the halacha would be when you eat fruit. So what is the halacha? What would we paskin? What's the halacha? I mean, it could be there's a machlokas. What would we paskin? So generally speaking, obviously, fruit does need a bracha. If it's the only food aside from the bread, then that's mochiach that you're using it as your su'uda, and therefore would not need a bracha. The same would be true for not just fruit, any shahakal dessert food, like candy, ice cream, things like that. If you eat candy, ice cream, it needs a new bracha, because it's clearly not there for the su'udah. It's clearly there, just as a little extra sweetness at the end of the su'udah.
Was the question if his clothes are on
cooked fruit? Cooked fruit, yeah.
Okay. So now this is referring to regular
fruit? Yeah, now I'm just talking more generally, and we'll get back to it. If the fruit is made as a meal type of food, like a cranberry sauce for the turkey, something like that. So it's made to be served as part of the meal, together with the meal. Pineapple chicken, right? Something like that. Then it's a davar pashut that it's tafel to the basar, which itself is pater with the bracha v'motzi. Applesauce on latkes, right? Things like that. It would be davar pashut that you don't need to make a bracha on something like that. An appetizer is a major machlokas rishonim. And as a machlok, suppose, what if you have grapefruit as an appetizer? So it's interesting. Rav Shlomo Zalman distinguished between grapefruit and cantaloupe. He said grapefruit is there to wet your palate. So it's a part of the meal. It's there to wet your palate for the meal. He said, since it wets your appetite, melon does not wet your appetite. And since it doesn't wet your appetite, it's just stama fruit, so we need a separate bracha. Rav Yashiv disagreed. They asked Rav Yashiv, all these svarim, they all quote the same poskim. They all asked Sosa Bracha and Rabbi Badner and Rabbi Forrest. They all have. So Rav Yashiv disagreed. Rav Yashiv thought that it's all the same, and he says you don't make a bracha on an appetizer. That the minig is we don't make a bracha on an appetizer, and that's why we don't make a bracha on whiskey either. It's served in middle of the meal or at the beginning of the meal as an appetizer. It does not get its own bracha. So fruit is pretty easy. Fruit, if the dessert is fruit, even if it's cooked fruit, pashtos at the end of the meal, if it's served as dessert, so pashtos is that you would make a bracha on it. If it's served as an appetizer or fruit soup or something like that, pashtos says you would not make a bracha on it.
Would you be able to get out of the suffix of the appetizer with like eating fruit before?
How right, so that's what they suggest, but don't eat too much because then you need a bracha achrona before. Yeah.
It's a good suggestion. Just to have a little bit of fruit?
Yeah, have a bite.
Before, right. After Kiddush?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, that would be the suggestion. Yeah, I'm just assuming you're doing normal things. Meaning you're not like going out of your way to do. Meaning although poskim do suggest taking, you know, doing these chumras to avoid any problem. Just trying to say like what the halacha would be if you weren't doing things to be more.
Is there anything like you could have in like with das, just like in mind when you make hamotzi?
That it includes, yes, that's also a suggestion of the Moshe Brewer quotes.
Even with dessert.
That it, to include everything that you wanted to include everything. Yes.
I mean,
right, that could l'chora solve the
problem.
Unless
you're at a restaurant where like you're checking, all right, what, like
right,
if you're
home. maybe that should be good, but I guess I don't know. When it comes to cakes, so cakes are a little more complicated. The halacha is it depends why you're eating it. If you're eating it to be satiated because the cake fills you up, so then you don't make a bracha. If you're eating it because it's sweet and you like to have something sweet at the end of a meal, so then you would make a new bracha on it because then it's not part of the meal. However, another knetch. When it comes to cakes, if the cake itself is bread, if the cake itself has a din of lechem, then it would be considered, you wouldn't make a new bracha on it anyway. Because when you eat lechem, that's certainly part of the meal. So if it's pasah babekisnin, if it has a din of bread according to anybody, then you would make a new bracha. The only way you would have to you would get out of making a new bracha is if you would not make a new bracha. The only way you would make a new bracha for sure on a cake would be if it were something that had a filling and was nilosh with a lot of sugar in it, like an apple pie or something like that. That would be a situation where it would then depend whether you're eating it to satiate you or eating it for the suda.
That's right.
But if it's a cake, then it's bread, it's possible. A regular mizonos cake, then you would not make a bracha because that's considered like lechem, and therefore it would not require a new bracha. So basically, bottom line, do you make a bracha on dessert? It depends what the dessert is. If the dessert is fruit, if the dessert is ice cream, something like that, you absolutely do make a new bracha on the dessert. If the dessert is a cake, unless it's the kind of cake that's like an apple pie, something like that, that has a filling plus very sweet, and you're eating it because you want the sweetness, not because you're hungry, then you would not make a bracha
on
the cake.
Tea,
okay. So there are poskim that suggest that tea and coffee also depend why you're drinking it. depend what the purpose of your drinking it, to make the food go down easier or whatever, or you drink it just stam separately as a so I think Pashtus is we generally assume that it does not get in the bracha. Pashtus, most of the way people drink tea nowadays is and coffee is that it could be served during the meal, it could be served after the meal, it's just another drink. Yeah. Yeah, so there are slight chiluke din, and that's where you get into the trouble with the cooked fruit stuff, right, with the Chavetz Chaim. But if you eat it at the end of the meal, then, it's not a problem anymore. Okay. Someone else, yes.